Hey, it's Highway Radio. Thanks for having it on. We got Joey Diaz on the phone. Joey, how are you, man?
How are you, my brother? It's a beautiful day to be alive.
It is, isn't it? Another day above ground is good.
Yeah, the sun's out. It's like 80 degrees here in California. I'm about to do a couple of bong hits. You know what I'm saying?
is California home for you these days? How long you been out there?
23 years.
Damn, all right. It's a little better in Jersey, you think?
Jersey's still home, but I live here. This is where I'm at. Nothing beats the Jersey, dog. You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially where I was from. I'm from northern New Jersey, which is, I'm a what they call a tunnel rat. So I'm from North Bergen, which is next to Hoboken, which is right over the tunnel.
Right.
So my playground was New York City growing up. So
sure, yeah. It's more New York than what I think a lot of people think Jersey is, right?
Yeah. This is up there, but.
Because, you know,
but I'm excited to come to Vegas on Friday, you know.
Yeah, we'll see you Friday night at Treasure Island. The show's at 9. It seems like you're out here about this time of year every year. Is this like a yearly thing? You got somebody's birthday out here you're coming out for or something?
Nothing, no. That's the way they scheduled it. Last year, I think it was Valentine's Day.
Right.
You know, I like going to Vegas. I don't care when I go to Vegas. I enjoy myself in Vegas.
I was going to say, you seem like the kind of guy that enjoys, you like the Vegas gig? Is it fun for you?
The Vegas gig is fun for me, but what you guys think is, like, I don't gamble. Like, I never play cards. I don't have the patience to sit down in a dark room for 12 hours and play cards. So I never really, you know, in New York, I shot a little dice when I was a kid. What I usually do, I go to Vegas to really relax. I go, I work out, I walk around, I get some sun, I meet a buddy of mine from grammar school. We go for a hike. I have a buddy of mine that's in Vegas from the sixth grade.
Wow.
So we hang. His son works at one of the casinos. So we get some Cuban food. It's very nice.
You know, it's funny. People come, you know, from all over the country out here to Vegas, and they do more walking up and down the strip than they do in their entire lifetime, I think.
Yeah. You know, I used to go to Vegas as a tourist back before I started comedy. I worked for a sports betting service, and I would go to Vegas twice or three times a year. We would do the whole tourist thing, Circus du Soleil, the walking around.
Yeah.
Now I go as a comedian, and it's a little different, but I still love going there. I wish I could get, like, a residency there, you know, be there more often. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty sweet gig. It beats touring. I mean, I'm looking at your website. You're still hitting the road and doing gigs all over the country, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm older. I got the 7-year-olds. I got the podcast. I'm a husband. So I'm not in renegade form anymore. Like, you know, years ago, I would leave in November and come back in April.
Right.
You know, like, I would just disappear for six, seven months. I think I did a 9-month or one time. But now I got to come back on Sundays. I got a little girl. You got Sunday dinner. And I got responsibilities during the week. So I go out twice a month.
Right.
Plus, I want to stay fresh. I'm 57. I'm a little older. I like staying fresh now. I don't like doing, I don't want you to catch me on Saturday after I just did 8 shows.
Right.
I'm going to be total garbage. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I'm not 38 anymore. So I can feel the difference. So if I go out and do maybe 1 or 2 shows a night, 2 nights a week, I'm good. Tonight I'll go to the Comedy Store. Thursday night I'll go to the Comedy Store and do a show. Tonight I got 2, and then I'll do 1 Friday, and then I'll do 1 Saturday when I get back here.
Right. Now I'm looking at the website, and you're doing a podcast too. How often are you doing those?
I do those twice a week. I've been doing that for 7 years.
Damn. Wow.
I really, 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 really enjoy doing the podcast.
Yeah.
It's 3 blocks from my house. It's no rules. There's no boss. And, you know, I get my own ads and I hustle. And it's been great. It's been it's great that this genre opened up, especially for a guy like me. I always knew that if I had a chance to tell my story, I would be a much way better comic, you know?
There's other comics on the show, too. You guys like talking about the business. What do you talk about on the podcast?
Yeah. I get comics, musicians. You know, I've had Duff McKagan. I've had Henry Rollins. I've had, you know, Mike Tyson. You know, I try to get different people that I know about them, their music, stuff like that.
Right.
You know, a lot of comedians. I just had Gabriel on, Tim Dillon, so a lot of women comics. So I like to talk to them to share their experience. I had Chelsea Skidmore on yesterday talking about how her encounters with Harvey Weinstein.
Damn.
So, it's a fun thing. It's 2 blocks from my house. We got it down to a science now, you know, an hour 15. I mean, who the hell do you think you are that people want to listen to you for 4 hours, you know?
Right.
Like, really, you're that special.
Right.
So an hour, you know, people like to listen to other podcasts. They want to listen to Bill Burr. They want to hear Tim Dillon. They want to hear this guy, that guy. So, you keep them short. It's your little message to the world 2 days a week.
Yeah.
And it's fun, man. It's just fun.
Hey, what is your website for people to want to check it out?
JoeyDiaz.net.
All right. Yeah. And when you
got dates on there, you know.
Right. It's got your schedule and
podcasts.
Right.
Yeah, stuff like that.
So, hey, you have other comics on, you're talking about the business and you're talking about comedy. Who do you hold in high regard? Like, you know, greatest of all time in terms of for stand-up.
My inspiration was Richard Pryor, you know, that was, and Lenny Bruce. Those were my early on influences. Then once I listened to Bill Hicks and Kennison and Dice,
right,
my head almost blew up, you know. I finally got on stage. Growing up, I never saw this as my future.
Right.
It wasn't until I grew up and I realized I was worthless at everything else. And that this was the only thing I really, really wanted to do, you know? And as far as today going, I mean, you know, I think Bill Burr is one of the best comics working. You know, I'm dear friends with Joe Rogan. Whitney Cummings is sensational. Chris D'Elia is sensational. You know, there's a lot of great, great, great comedy out there,
right.
You know.
It's great you have, there's a lot of women on your podcast, and have you had a chance to look at that Mrs. Maisel show?
It wasn't for me.
Yeah, I was kind of curious what your take would be on that.
No, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It's cute for people, but it wasn't for me.
Right.
I'm not a big TV guy. There's certain shows I like, and there's certain shows I don't like.
Right.
And I'm real, like, you know, I like The Sopranos, I like Sons of Anarchy, but I don't like Breaking Bad.
All right.
You know, just couldn't tolerate Breaking Bad. I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Narcos. I'm not into Game of Thrones.
Gotcha.
You know?
So, you know, making a living doing comedy, which is, I got to think, kind of a fun gig. What do you, when you're not working, you know, what do you do for fun then?
I got a 7-year-old.
It's keeping you busy?
That's my fun. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's my fun. I have a 7-year-old, and I failed as a parent when I was younger. You know, I had a divorce. The daughter and I don't speak. She's 30 now. So when I had this opportunity, when the good Lord gave me another shot at 50, I took it really serious. And, you know, I spent time with her.
Putting your back in it, doing the do-over, right?
Yeah, because I failed as a husband once before. I failed as a father. And over the years, I thought about, like, how do you fail at the easiest things that we're supposed to accomplish as men, you know?
Yeah.
And I look back, and now I really work on my marriage, going on 20 years.
Wow.
And I really work on this dad stuff. And with the state, you know, it's great to be saying prayers at 6 at dinner. And then 2 hours later, I'm at the Comedy Store talking about that little kid with the big head that just got bullied. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's such a contrast.
Right.
My life is such a contrast.
You're like Batman.
Yeah, like one minute I'm at an ice skating rink with her ice skating, watching her ice skate. And that night, I'm at the Comedy Store saying the most horrible things, you know.
Well, there's a lot of people in Vegas waiting for you to come see say horrible things to them. So we're looking forward to it. It's Friday night at Treasure Island. Showtime is 9 o'clock. Joey, I appreciate you taking time today, and looking forward to seeing you on
brother,
Friday night, man.
I appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully make sure you give me a hug on Friday night.
Will do, man.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon, man. Right. Joey Coco Diaz, right.
Stay
everybody.
Black, beautiful.
Thanks, man.